What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit that like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this conversation. What is going on, guys? Listen, this is not funny, but when I initially saw this video clip on Tasha K's Instagram, when I was talking about how some people were celebrating the verdict in the Sean Combs Diddy trial, and I showed the clip when I shared my screen, and I said in that video, I said, that looks like Armand Wiggins. I had no idea that that really was him at the time, I swear. And so finding out in light of after the fact that when I shared that video clip, and at the time I said, that looks like Armand Wiggins, who was a YouTube vlogger who has been at the Diddy trial from the very beginning covering it. I just really did not think that that was him. And the reason being is because even though he can be tasteless and tactless and, you know, and a number of different things, I just didn't think that he would go that far as to do something like that outside of the courthouse. Maybe in the privacy of his own Airbnb while he's doing a live or doing a pre-recorded video or something for his followers, but definitely not in front of the federal courthouse, right? I just didn't think that that would be the case, but I was wrong. It was him. I was right when I said it looked like him because it was him, but I was wrong to think that it was not him because I just was like, there's no way he would be doing that. Because although he's not a journalist in the sense of what a lot of people feel that journalists are, I felt that because he had been doing so well with his, how do I put it? Well, I will say for his followers and the followers that he has grown since covering this trial, he was doing it in a way that was for the most part compelling for his viewing audience. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I actually stopped watching it. The reason being is because he said something in the beginning, and I don't remember what day of the trial it was, but I want to say it was in the first week. He said a couple of things that I feel were disturbing, and this is my personal opinion, and I didn't do any videos to talk about it or to blast him or to do any community wall posts or social media posts or anything to call him out on it. I just kept my opinion to myself, and I just stopped watching his coverage of it because I felt that it was a bit too much. Yeah, he was being entertaining for a lot of the people that were following it, but all in all, whether he had only been found guilty on two lesser counts and not guilty on the more egregious counts, he still was found guilty and there still are victims in the matter. Just because he was found not guilty doesn't mean that there were no victims. So there were a couple of things he said during his coverage, and I'm going to say what those things are because he has so many videos at this point covering the trial, and I don't have the type of time to go back to try to find the clips in the videos to share it with you guys. So I'm just going to say what he said. All right, so you can see him right here on my screen. And one of the things that he said during his trial coverage was that he wanted to attend a freak off. He wanted to see what it was like. He said he wanted to attend a freak off. And that, to me, was a turnoff for me. It may not have been for a lot of other people. Obviously, a lot of people were tuning in for it because he was pretty much getting on average between 80 to 100,000 views per trial coverage video that he was doing with his daily trial wrap-ups, okay? So that was one of the things that turned me off. And another thing was when he was talking about the baby oil and, you know, he had a more oil fund, which was basically his setup for his Cash Apps and Venmo or whatever for people to send him money for him to continue to cover the trial. And he was calling it the more oil fund. And I thought it was tactless and cruel, foul and disgusting. That was my personal opinion. I have the right to feel how I feel. And also there was one video where he was like, he took his pants off. He was in his boxers, had his shirt off. He's doing the trial coverage. It's all well and good to try to keep things enlightening and entertaining for your audience. I get it. You're not on CNN. You're not, you know, Fox News. You're not a newscaster. You're not a news reporter. And you are a content creator, and this is what you do. I'm not a content creator. I am A&R. I analyze and I react. That's what I do. I am not a content creator. So with that being said, sometimes I do analyze some of these content creators and what they do. And although I may not really talk about them a whole lot because I'm not trying to make a content creator the content, because I analyze and I react, I am A&R. I can't help it in this situation because I will say that although that there have been a number of things that he has done and said over the years that I did not agree with, I still was of the thought process that he may not have been done 100% fair in that Fox Soul situation. So I did feel that he was genuinely hurt. His feelings were genuinely hurt in the situation between him and Al Reynolds, because I do feel that Al Reynolds, in a lot of ways, was not being fair when it came to Armand Wiggins and really wasn't giving him a fair chance. That's my personal opinion. So I do feel that he was a little bit hurt by that, and also a little bit hurt by what Funky Dineva said when he came out here to share his feelings and opinions about Armand Wiggins when he did his interview with Carlos King. So with all of that being said, and he had the job for like 6 months and he felt slighted and he wasn't getting paid as much as Funky Dineva claimed to it was, claimed to have been paid when he was on Fox Soul and whatever, and probably snaked a little bit. I was trying to be on the side of right, not knowing all of the details. Okay. So when I saw that he was doing well when it came to the views and getting the opportunities to be on Nancy Grace, to be on News Nation, and a few of the other things that he's been able to do while he's been out there, I was like, okay, he's turning the page, starting to look, a little bit up for him from here, besides being somebody that's, booty popping on his YouTube channel and getting super chats from the closeted gay pastor Larry Reed of the Larry Reed Live YouTube channel, my personal opinion. So, when I saw that clip of him outside of the federal courthouse, I said, is this the same dude that was posted up outside the courthouse dressed, trying to dress to impress? You know what I mean? Linking up with other content creators and, doing the things of the things. That's him right there. That's Make It Make Sense. These are a few other people that I'm not familiar with. But yeah, I was like, there's no way that this dude is outside of the federal courthouse with his shirt off, covered up in baby oil. Definitely not him, right? I was like, no, but it was. So I'm gonna share this video with you guys, and this is another person reacting to this that is extremely professional, and I wanted to just kind of go into it from here so you guys can see what he had to say, and then we will continue with our commentary as we do, because we analyze and we react over here.
The celebration in response to the verdict. What are we really celebrating? Here it is.
Diddy fans, conduct tasteless celebration in response to verdict. First of all, as a content creator who was supposed to be there to be objective, to be sharing what you saw in the courthouse and report to the viewing audience who was not able to be there, you should never have been put in a position where anyone could label you as a Diddy fan. Okay? So he could come out here and say that he's not a fan and he was just having fun or was taken out of context and I apologize or whatever. No, he meant this. He is a Diddy fan. Period.
I'm thoroughly confused. Put it up full mass.
Look at Armand.
Okay. So Diddy fans.
This is the thing. Dr. Dr. Richie Richard is an established, well-respected attorney. And so for this clown-like behavior and this bozo over here to be able to be labeled as Diddy fans because of the conduct that you were rolling around in outside of the courthouse when you were supposed to be there covering it. You were in the courthouse. There were times that you said you were sitting right behind Diddy. Like, apparently that was his joy, right? Maybe he was hoping that he was going to be getting out that day and he was going to be having a freak off that night and he was going to be invited. I don't know. But I'm sure Dr. Richie Richard really doesn't know who he is. And so this is no slight to Armon Wiggins. It's just what he presented himself to be, a Diddy fan, and not someone who was there covering the trial and actually getting the eyes of people like Nancy Grace and the News Nation Network to come on their network to discuss what you saw in the courthouse. You have been relegated to this. A nigga bopping up and down covered in baby oil outside of the federal courthouse.
Celebrate by spraying baby oil outside of the courthouse. Now, federal raids of Diddy's mansions unveiled more than 1,000 bottles of baby oil. That's not a Diddy celebration. To the individuals who are celebrating, you have the absolute right to do so. You are covered constitutionally by freedom of assembly, freedom of speech. Your expression is well within your rights. But you're celebrating Johnson & Johnson. You all are celebrating the company in which sales said baby oil that you all have seemingly purchased in abundance. Most people online weren't laughing at all. Sexual violence being used as entertainment and jokes. Society is cooked. Ms. Landa wrote on X. Other folks simply said the math isn't adding up. Quote, not guilty on sex trafficking, but guilty on transportation of prostitution. Does that make sense? The key to Diddy's defense was admitting he does have a temper, hence the infamous 2016 hotel footage of him beating and dragging Cassie, but insisting that all sexual acts were committed consensually. More media personalities have shared their reaction. Boosie, badass, react. Here it is.
Man, I'm so glad Diddy free, bro. You know, the reason is because I'm tired of seeing us black moguls get took down like that, bro. Like, and I'm tired of seeing us black people go against us black moguls like that. And I feel like if Diddy was a white man who done all this people, you know, I know he ain't paid people, but he done all this for hip hop.
This ignorant nigga, I know he ain't paid people, but stop wiping away the terrible things that he did do that we know he has done. But I'm not even sharing this video to share all of that. I really wanted to focus on Armon and his behavior outside of the courthouse. When he was behaving in the way that he was, bopping up and down outside of the federal courthouse with his shirt off, boxes showing, tight pants, sprayed up with baby oil, more oil, more oil. I was like, wow. It's sad that I was right because I just thought that that was somebody that looked like him. But also it gives, this, I'm just going to say this because this is what people have said about him. It gives people who thought or think that he is skiing the White Alps, you know, of snow. It makes people believe that he really is on something because you either were on something and you were under the influence of that, or you're just stupid. I'm sorry. That just didn't make any sense. Because I actually was going to do a video just talking about the fact that I felt like he has kind of evolved from the Fox Soul hiccup and really hit his lick when it came to the Diddy trial coverage. But to see him relegate himself to this at that moment, I just felt like, wow. This is just ridiculous, and I don't know him, so I'm not going to say that I'm shocked or I'm not shocked, but I just didn't really feel that in light of all of the work that he had put in to cover the trial, that he would relegate himself to doing that. So that's why I said some people feel like he either was on something or he's just stupid, but there's just no way that you could excuse that away. Now, he wrote a post on his community wall apologizing and saying he's learning and he's growing and whatnot. And I'm not going to share the post. You can go to his community wall and look at it if you want to, if he still has it up, because I don't know. Hey, it might be on his Instagram too. Not sure. But when I heard him say those things earlier in the trial coverage that he wanted to attend a freak-off, and also, you know, telling people to send him money is for more oil, it's the more oil fund. So people could say, and he can even say, what he was doing outside of the courthouse, it was just a joke in light of the running joke that he had on his YouTube channel about send money so I can get more oil. We need more oil, when it really was to just put money in his pocket and help him with his accommodations and travel and whatever as he's out here in New York covering the trial. So to do all of that, it was unseemly, it was uncalled for, and I was disgusted by it. Because like I said, overall, there were still victims involved, and this man is not a good man. And, you know, Boosie with his crusty dusty talking about, I'm tired of people coming for us black moguls. How about y'all black moguls stop being musty, dusty, and words and do stuff that's good and righteous versus live like, why does it mean just because you have money that you should live like that? How much, I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole, guys, but I want to know what you guys think about Armand and him, you know, his behavior outside the courthouse. It's, I'm sure this is not going to cause him to be canceled, but he's had his moments throughout his career on YouTube, going back and forth with Tasha K, which he could deny it or accept it, you know, and whatever. But he definitely did benefit off of his, I wouldn't even say going back and forth with Tasha K. It was mainly just him dragging her, because he claimed she did something or whatever. And so he just continued to drag it. And then he had the situation with Jason Lee and how he dragged Jason Lee when Jason Lee gave him some opportunities, and he claimed Jason Lee did him dirty. And then he dragged Jason Lee and he burned his book on live and whatever. And then he was on TGIF on Fox Soul. And then that didn't last very long. And then he was dragging Al Reynolds and other people, and hey, rightfully so, possibly, I don't know, but I'm just saying he's gone through a number of things on his journey in this YouTube sphere with other content creators and, you know, some bigger names and having bigger opportunities and whatever. And just this situation, to have the opportunity that no one granted him, anyone who went, if you were able to get in the courthouse, you could have gone. It doesn't mean that you would have gotten the same type of coverage and opportunities that he did. But with all that being said, he was doing well with that. So to relegate it to that, and now people see you as this freak outside of the federal courthouse, bopping up and down, getting squirted with baby oil and saying, we need more oil. I'm sorry, that just was not a good look at all. But like I said, I stopped watching his trial coverage about a week into his first week of covering it, because when I saw those things, I was like, I don't really like where this is going, but more power to him. You know, if they like it, I love it. I just don't have to be involved in it. And obviously a lot of people were here for it. And just doing the things that he was doing, the way that he was doing it, he was being authentic to who he really is. And hey, maybe being authentic to who he really is supporting an abusive, like Boosie said, mogul, black mogul, who we know is abusive. I don't care if he wasn't on trial for abuse. You know he's guilty of that. And there's just some things and some people that people should not be supporting. I'm not saying you have to be rooting for their downfall either, but it doesn't mean that you have to be supporting them. And that's why a lot of these people who have been victimized, and there have been a lot of victims, a lot of them did not come forward. And a few that did, they were afraid to. And now you've got this person that we don't know what the sentence is going to be, what the outcome is going to be ultimately. And a lot of these people are in fear, and I could see why they are. I'll talk about it in a separate video, but for this one, I want to know what you guys think about Armand. Do you think, no big deal, he was just making a joke, just laugh it off and move forward, he didn't mean anything by it? Do you believe, like some people, that he might have been on some booger sugar? That's what some people have been alleging. And maybe he was under the influence of that, which caused him to act out in the way that he was. And some people just feel that he's just a supporter of, you know, he's kind of similar, especially if he's saying that he wanted to attend a freak off. So he's in support of abusive men, and he could never really have been, you know, objective in the first place. He really was there in support of Diddy, but was just making it like he was there to cover the trial when he was really hoping to be able to rub elbows with Diddy at some point in time. Because I do, like I said in the beginning, I do remember him mentioning how he was kind of right behind Diddy, and Diddy looked back at him and, you know, like greeted him. So it's fishy. It's real fishy. But I want to know what you guys think. So let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and I'm going to say bye. Doctor, you're nice.